At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Friday, February 10th.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to look toward the college basketball slate today with over 15 games across the board on a big Fade the Public Friday. And we're going to go to a 7 p.m. Eastern Time showdown on ESPN Plus in the Horizon League between Youngstown State and IPFW. Currently, Youngstown State is listed as a 3.5-point road favorite with a total of 151. Now, going into this matchup, Youngstown State, 19-6. They've had a great year. They've won four straight games. They just crushed Northern Kentucky 74-56, easily covering as a 3.5-point home favorite. Meanwhile, IPFW, which stands for Purdue Fort Wayne, 15-10 this year, but they have lost three of their last five. They just got blown out by Detroit University 85-52. Didn't even come close to covering the +2 as a road dog in that one. Now, what have we seen across the market? Looks like pros are saying, hey, let's not outsmart ourselves on this one. Going Youngstown State. Youngstown State open as low as a 2-point road favorite, and we've seen Youngstown get bet up all the way to now -3.5 on the road. Some shops have even touched 4 here. So all movement and liability has been toward Youngstown. Currently, KenPom is projecting this game as a 2-point victory for Youngstown State, but he does have Youngstown ranked much higher, ranked 121 in the country versus 220 for IPFW. And Youngstown does have quite a few advantages in this one, specifically on offense. Youngstown State is averaging 84 points a game versus 74 for IPFW. Can IPFW score enough to keep pace here? Looks like Youngstown has the much better offense with 10 points a game in favor or more than IPFW. Also, field goal percentage, they're shooting 49%, Youngstown State. By the way, they're the Penguins. If you didn't know, if you're going to bar trivia or pub trivia, what's the mascot for Youngstown State? The Penguins. Their field goal percentage is 49% versus 44% for Purdue Fort Wayne. Also, they share the ball more, averaging 16 assists a game versus just around 13 for IPFW. Also, you look at home road play. Youngstown State is 7-4 on the road. That's a pretty good record here because, typically in college, you look at home road. A lot of teams have good home records, but bad road records. It's really tough to travel and win on the road. But Youngstown State's kind of been the exception to the rule here in the Horizon League with a winning record on the road, 7-4. So shouldn't be rattled here going to IPFW. Also, conference play. You have IPFW 7-7 in conference play versus Youngstown State, who's gone 11-3 in conference play. So that kind of tells me, you know, they get up for these big games, these big rivalry games, especially in conference here. So with a line move here toward Youngstown State, looks like pros are just not outsmarting themselves. We're getting some big money here leaning on the Penguins. So I'd be looking at a money line play here on Youngstown State on the money line to win the game at minus 160 in a big Horizon League showdown, 7 o'clock tonight on ESPN+.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest, we're going to stick in college basketball and now go to a game that might be overlooked by the betting public, but pros have taken a liking to it. So this was what I would classify as an obscure line move play. We're now going to the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference, 7 o'clock on ESPN+, between Marist and St. Peter's. Remember St. Peter's from last year? Their Cinderella run here in the NCAA tournament. But currently, St. Peter's is listed as a 3.5-point home favorite with a low total of 124.5. Now, these are two sub-500 teams, so again, public may not be that interested in it. Not very big-name schools, two bad records. But as I mentioned, we'll get to in a second, line move is in favor of one team in this spot. So taking a step back, Marist, 8-14 this year. They just snapped a 9-game losing skid with a 75-67 win over Canisius, covering as a 2.5-point home favorite. Meanwhile, St. Peter's, not quite as good as they were last year, but they're 9-13 this season, but they have lost two of their last three. And they just fell to Ryder, really got blown out by Ryder, 82-61. Did not even come close to covering as a 5.5-point road dog in that one. Now, what have we seen across the market? Again, this is what I'll classify as an obscure line move. St. Peter's is taking in the money. St. Peter's opened at -3 at home. Now they're up to -3.5. I see at least a couple books juiced up, like it may even go to -4. So this is notable because, again, no one woke up on a Friday, the Friday before Super Bowl, and said, you know what, I got to bet Marist St. Peter's. No, this is a game that public wants nothing to do with, doesn't really care about, has no interest in, yet it's taking in respected money on St. Peter's. This would match the system that I look toward. This would be a spread system, but a conference short home favorite with a line move. If you are a conference favorite here, favored by 5 points or less, and you see the line move at least a half point in your direction in a conference matchup, these teams are 128-91 against the spread, 58%. You'd be up almost, over 25 units with almost an 11% ROI. So that's been a pretty good spot here to back in general. Also have a money line system here, which would be money lining a short favorite, four or less line move, home favorite, same thing. But this is 145-88, 62% with a 6% ROI. So either money line or spread, either way, you got some systems here on St. Peter's at home. Also, if you look at betting percentages, 79% of bets, but 91% of the money here on St. Peter's. And again, I wouldn't classify, you know, 79% typically would be qualified as public. And again, a very low bet game, that just might mean a majority of sharp bettors here are going St. Peter's. We do have KenPom expecting St. Peter's to win by 4 points. They do have a 2-day rest advantage. They last played on the 3rd of February versus the 5th for Marist. Again, not really an important thing for rest with these young college kids. It's more of more extra practice time in the gym. Then also home road, 6-4 at home St. Peter's, just 3-6 on the road for Marist. So good home road splits in favor of St. Peter's. Look at the total, very low total, 124.5. Now, what's notable here is St. Peter's is a really good under team. They're extremely slow. They have one of the slowest tempos in college basketball. You're down by Virginia territory, tempo 63.1. That might not mean much to you in a vacuum, but anything below 70 is a slow tempo for KenPom. Anything above that is fast tempo. So only 63.1 possessions per game. Marist 65.3, so Marist is slow as well. And we have seen the under 5-1 the last six. St. Peter's at home. And again, St. Peter's is 15-6 to the under just in general. And a really good bet split to the under. Only 37% bets, but 87% of the money is going under here. So lean to the under, but I'd be looking at the money line here on St. Peter's. Hopefully getting it done at home, minus 170 in a big ESPN Plus showdown, 7 o'clock in the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference. Super Bowl week is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better bettor. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
For Josh's Sweats, I already gave away two of them. I am on St. Peter's money line, minus 170, and Youngstown State money line, minus 160. Now let's go to the NHL. Looking toward the NHL tonight, one game that caught my eye, the New York Rangers. I'm going Rangers here on the money line at minus 175. They're at home against the Seattle Kraken, so please do not release the Kraken. Keep the Kraken out at sea here. I'm on NYR tonight. But a little bit of a line move here toward the Rangers. They open around minus 170. You're up to minus 175. I do see some books even creeping up higher to minus 180. Of course, shop around. Different books have different numbers. You always want to program your brain to try to bet at the book that gives you the best line. But you do have line move system match. So if you look at these home faves with line move in their favor, around 67% this season. But really, the advantage here would be a favorite versus a team on the second leg of a back-to-back. We have Seattle, who played yesterday. Seattle lost at New Jersey 3-1. Meanwhile, Rangers have been off since the 8th, so they've had a couple days off. Seattle struggled. They've lost three of their last four. The Rangers have won four of their last five. By the way, this game will be on NHL Network if you want to sweat it, 7 o'clock tonight. But if you look at these teams, a favorite versus a team on the second leg of a back-to-back, it's been a pretty good system here. Historically, if you look over about the last 4 years, it's about a 70% system match here on the team that is rested, betting against the team that is tired. Of course, hockey is a very grueling sport, so if you get some extra time off and your opponent has to turn around quickly, especially play their backup goalie typically, then that's a good bet against spot. But you do have both teams offensively about the same, averaging about 3.3 goals a game. But defensively, big advantage for the Rangers, 2.7 goals allowed versus 3.1. Also, if you look at the Rangers, they've been pretty good at home, 15-9-4. They're 21-3 as a favorite. They have the better power play. Very slight, not a huge advantage, but 21% versus 20%. And they do have a much better penalty kill, 81% versus 72%. And just another supplementary factor here, if you look at kind of injuries and player acquisitions here, really benefiting the Rangers. If you have, look at Seattle, Andrei Burakovsky, he is their number one leading scorer. He just got hurt. He's going to be out for a little bit here. So you're minus your top offensive guy for Seattle. Meanwhile, the Rangers just made a big trade for Vladimir Tarasenko, stud winger here, used to play for the St. Louis Blues. So he'll now be on the top line, pretty good top line. Zibanejad, who else? Panarin, and now Tarasenko. That's pretty good here for the Rangers. So I'll be looking at a boost, not just on a good player joining your team, but also the message it sends to your locker room. Management believes in you, a little bit of a shot in the arm versus, again, Kraken, who just lost their best player and top scorer to injury. So I'm going New York Rangers. I got the Rangers at minus 175. Now, I got a little bonus for you. I got a little treat for you because when we do the Morning Bets pod, typically we're just talking about the games that day. But I know it's the Super Bowl week, and we have the Super Bowl just 2 days away here. So I could not finish up the special edition here of the VSiN Daily Morning Bets pod without giving you my bet on the Super Bowl. So you know what I'm doing? I'm going Philadelphia Eagles, fly Eagles, fly. On the money line. I got the money line Eagles at minus 120. Now, I think this is a difficult cap. We've obviously seen this line go back and forth. We opened at around a pick'em or a slight favorite here for Kansas City, -1. They were -2.5 even at Circa. The immediate move was toward Philly, flipping the Eagles all the way to -2.5. When they got to 2.5, you had some buyback on KC, bringing it back down to 1.5. We pretty much sat 1.5 here for quite a while, but we do have a couple books, Stations and South Point, who have gone to -2. So really important is to look at late movement. This is a great quote by Chris Andrews, bookmaker there at the South Point and works with VSiN. He projected 80% of the handle coming in last couple days before the Super Bowl. So even if you want to wait even longer, where does this thing go? If you see Eagles up to -2, 2.5 late, that's a great sign for Eagles. If you see get down closer to 1 or a pick 'em, that's great for KC. But really, before we can, kind of predict the future here, I'm making my bet, and I've kind of been sent over the edge here by a great article by the legendary Brent Musburger, who put out his bet here. He's on Philly to win the game, 23-20. He talked about the injuries for Kansas City, where these guys are going to play, but they're banged up, and their wide receivers have been a little bit hurt here. And then also you look at the defensive line of Philly, who led the league in sacks. So the only thing that the legend was worried about was Sirianni outsmarting himself. So hopefully Sirianni doesn't get in his own way, like Staley for the Chargers. But I love seeing Brent on Philly, and that's really where I've been leaning all week. And the reason why, number one, I don't love the fact that Philly is getting 70% of bets. I'm a contrarian bettor. I really can't stand that. I don't want to be on the 70%. I'd rather be on the 30%. But I have so many good system matches on Philadelphia that, to me, it's a play on Philly here because number one, if you just look at line movement, in a team's favor in the Super Bowl. You know, we get to the big game, biggest game of the year, biggest sporting event of the entire season. You know, whoever takes the line move typically comes out with a cover here. Since 2005, teams in the Super Bowl that have a line move in their favor, they're 11-4 against the spread, 73%. Again, they're covering almost 3 out of 4 times here. Now, why is that important? Because, you know, the odds makers, they set a really sharp line here. They have so much money on the line, so they don't want to make a mistake. But also, just their power ranking with their adjustment, it's such a sharp number because they have so many box scores and data to go off of that if they're forced to move the number, that's really an indication of a lot of respected money causing them to adjust it here. So we have the Super Bowl line move system. Also, this is a great stat here for my buddy John Ewing at BetMGM, but a severe Super Bowl line move of at least 1.5 points or more in your direction. It's happened 18 times in Super Bowl history. That team getting that severe line move of 1.5 points or more in their direction, they're 16-2 straight up. They're 14-4 ATS. Now that would match with Philly, because whether you take Philly at a pick 'em, a plus one or a plus 2.5, now you're to 1.5, minus 1.5 for Philly. So that would match this line move system match. Again, big advantage here in the trenches for Philly. Also, look at the defensive backfield, 4 rookie DBs here for Kansas City. So I'm going the Eagles. I got a line move system match, which I love. Again, the only thing that really I don't like is that they're the public play, but we got great line move system match, advantage here in the trenches. Brent Musburger, the legend, has Philly to win the game. That's good enough for me. I'm on Philly. Fly, Eagles, fly at minus 120 to win the Super Bowl. That about does it. I bet you didn't expect a bonus Super Bowl play here on the Friday Morning Bets pod, but there you go. I had to fit it in. But anyway, if you enjoy the information you get on Morning Bets, but you're looking for more info, stats, you know, best bet picks, advice, breakdowns, a couple things here. Sign up for the VSiN newsletter, VSiN.com/newsletter. Just put in your email. Wake up every single day to great sports betting coverage. You can also become a member for only $9.99. Great promo right now. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get all the best bets sent to your inbox. Get a live stream of all the VSiN shows. Get those DraftKings percentages so you can know where the public and where the sharps are coming in, as well as all the articles beyond the paywall. And of course, we'll be hitting Twitter pretty hard here over the next couple days with updates here across the board. So if you haven't done it yet, get on Twitter, follow at VSiN Live. You can follow me at Josh_insights. But I wish you the best of luck. Have a fantastic Friday. Enjoy the Super Bowl. Have a great weekend here. Hope you got all your beverages and your food lined up. I don't know if you're going pizza or you're going wings, whatever it may be. But hope you have a great time, whether you're going out for the game or hosting or just chilling at your house or a local bar, whatever it may be. Enjoy the sweats. You know, I'll be rooting for the Eagles on this one, just like Silver Linings Playbook with Bradley Cooper and Robert De Niro. Let's get some good juju. I'll put on a trash bag, whatever it takes for the Eagles to get this win. So fly, Eagles, fly. But enjoy the sweats, everyone. Have a great Friday. Good luck. We'll be back later today for the Market Insights pod with some updates and some more bets to talk about. But for the Morning Bets pod, we'll be back here on Monday. So enjoy the Super Bowl. Have a great day. Good luck. And do not forget to tip your ticket writer. As always, hopefully we can cash some bets. Because as the wise man of Easton likes to say, cashing tickets, that's what it's all about. Enjoy the sweats, everyone. Have a great Super Bowl. Good luck.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Amy Brown from 4 Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.